Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Tani Hayes, God bless you. And I know that you just heard that song by Sean Mitchell, Joy. You know, we have to realize that we have joy. We have the joy because God gave it to us. We have to hold on to our joy. We can't give it away because the world didn't give it to us and they can't take it away from us. We got to hold on to it. I mean, that's my testimony. That song has just been with me for the last couple of weeks or so, and lately it's been with me just like every day. So, you know, grab hold to something so you can just hold on to what God has already given you. And when I say hold on to something, I should have said hold on to God. Hold on to God's unchanging hands, because that's the only person that can give you unspeakable joy is the Lord Jesus. I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to share with you what I have this morning. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, this today I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father God, to say thank you. I thank you for your unspeakable joy, Father God. I thank you, God, that you have given me another chance, another opportunity to come forward to carry your word, Father God, the way that you have me to do it, Father God, that you will move me out the way, that Connie would decrease as you increase, that you may be glorified, Father God, for you are the God of the whole universe, and there is nothing too hard for you. I thank you for this time and this opportunity, Father God, but come on in, God, and let you have your way, Father God, and bless us, God. Bless us with your word, Father God. Give us the strength, Father, to hold on to your unchanging hand, Father God, knowing that you are the God of the whole universe, that there's nothing too hard for you, Father God. And for this, Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for right now, God. I thank you for every person that will hear this message today or at a later time. I ask, God, that you will bless them, that something may be said to help them along their way, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to come forward this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. You are now tuned in to Walking in God's Purpose. I am Evangelist Connie Hayes. It is Sunday, March the 12th, 2017. It's around 7:35, and I come to you to share with you what God has given me to share with you. The scripture will be Romans 15 and 13, and it says, "Now the God of hope fills with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Bless God. And the subject today is the gift of joy. The gift of joy. We don't understand how many gifts that God gives us. God gives us so much. He continues to give and give and give and give. But we have to get connected to the connector, to divine connection, so we'll understand what he's given us and that the things that we have, that our joy does not come from materialistic things, but it comes from God because of who he is and who we are in him. We have to get that straight. We should always be joyful and have so much joy because we know that God, when Jesus left here, he left us a gift. He left us the gift of the Holy Spirit. He left us the gift, some would say, the Holy Ghost. Whatever way you said, you have to know that he left us a comforter. And we have somebody that we can lean on and depend on. It says the power of the Holy Ghost is the meaning by which unity will be accomplished as the Holy Spirit enables the strong and the weak brothers to see the other's position and to refuse to let their difference mark their unity that they have in Christ. This is true spiritual freedom and maturity. We got to know that we know that we know that God can do it for you, God can do it for me, that God has no prospective person, that the joy that he gives me, he gives it to you, that it comes freely from him. We have to know that the joy is part of the spiritual blessings that he's given us. We have to know that it's part of the fruits of the Spirit. That's something that's already down in us. We just have to ask God to stir up the gifts in us. We need to go to God in prayer. We need to get in his word and learn of his word. Then we'll know what we need to pray for. And then all that we don't know, it tells us in the word that from the least that you don't know, the Holy Ghost will bring the rest to you. So we need to understand that we need to be thankful for joy. We need to have joy in us. If you don't have joy, it says leap forward. So if you don't have joy, start leaping forward. Start decreeing joy in your life every day. Start knowing that you are supposed to have joy because joy is what God has given us. We have to stand on it. It says here in Romans 12 and 12, it says, "Rejoice in hope, patience, tribulation, continue instantly in prayer." You know what? When I'm praying, I feel the joy of God in me because it's good that I, Connie, can go to the throne of grace by myself. that I don't have to wait for somebody else to go for me. That gives me joy right there, that I can connect to the God of the whole universe. Oh, my God, that's the shout in the house right there, that we don't need anybody. Because when they tore that, when they tore the veil down, when they tore it down, then that took away the separation that somebody else had to go for me and you. We can go to the throne boldly ourselves. Oh, my God, what a mighty God we serve, that he's given us all of that. We can be as close to God as we want to be, and we can make ourselves as far as we want to be from him. But remember, he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. If there's any separation in us and God, it's because we put the separation there, not God. We have to understand that. We have to trust God. We have to be willing to serve God with a true heart. We have to know that God will fix it. We have to know that God has given us the joy, and we have to know that the joy is way down deep inside of us. We have to know that God gave us joy over our hurt and our pain and our suffering. That's the kind of God he is. In Romans 14 and 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, did you get that? It says in Romans 14 and 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. That's a shout, too. Because you know what? We got something. We got more than enough. We got mamma from above. We got the meat of his word that would fill us and continually to fill us with the joy. It says here in 1 Timothy 6 and 17, it says, charge them that are rich in the world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, in the living God, who gives us riches, all things to joy. We have to know that we are already rich because we got God. We have to already know that we can't be depending on the things of the world, but we have to put God first. That's why it tells us in Matthew, it says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all those things shall be added unto us. We got to start putting God first. We got to give God the first fruit of all our things. We got to give him the first fruit of our money. We got to give him the first fruit of our life. We got to start putting God first. It says, praying that God will give good hope through grace will fill the saints with all joy, peace, as they believe in him. That's all you got to do is believe. It just goes back to your faith. It goes back to believing that God will do it. It goes back to his word. In the beginning was his word, and his word was God. That's all it is. You just got to trust him. And you got to learn how to lean on him. We can't let, like I do sometimes, I get deterred with people and they say something and then I react. I got to stop giving my joy away. I can't keep on reacting because that's what the devil set them up to come to do. See, the joy that we have, the world didn't give it to us, so they can't get it. They can't take your joy for ransom. You know, and we do it so quickly because the devil, he's sneaky. He comes to deceive us. And he comes in, but then all of a sudden he got you, and then you're reacting to it. So you just gave that person power over you, but the devil is a liar. Because you know what? If you stay connected to the connector and you ask God to show you and guide you, God will open your eyes up and he will give you a revelation and he will teach you. He will teach you in that season what you need to do and the things that you need to be doing in that season. And if you need to stop allowing people to upset your day and take your joy, and then they going on laughing and going on because they have already did what they were set up to do. We have to understand that we have the gift of joy, and we can't let anybody take it away from us. We can't let anybody take it. Nobody. I don't care who they are. Don't give them power. In 1 Peter 1 and 8, it says, whom have not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believe, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, We haven't seen him. We haven't seen the Lord Jesus, but we believe. And we have the unspeakable joy to believe that he is our God. I believe that he watches over my covenant, and it makes me excited, and I get glad. It's a joy. You got to believe that no matter what you're going through, that you still got joy in that situation, because God is going to take it and he's going to turn it around. He's going to put it together and it's going to work for your good. I dare you to learn how to praise God through your times of trials and tribulations, and to then have the joy of the Lord will rest on you. And that makes the enemy mad. Because that means that you have the faith to believe that God will. You have the faith to believe that God gave you unspeakable joy as a gift. And if it's a gift, it's yours. Nobody can take it away from you. Ask God to stir up the gifts in you. That is the fruits of the Spirit. They're already in us. As I often say, God did not get up today and make plans about what he was going to do with us. Everything we need for our journey, our destiny, it's already done. We just got to walk in it. We got to walk in it, and we have to believe it. You have to have faith in believing that it is so. 1 Peter 1:9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. You just got to believe that. In Psalms 16:11, it says, "Thy will show me the path of life in thy presence. It's for fullness of joy, and thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." My God, to walk around with joy, so much joy, bubbling over joy, joy that you can share with somebody. Oh, my God, what a path. What a way to be. What a way to be bubbling over on the Word of God and not bubbling over on temporary things, liquor, drugs, sex, mischievous, whatever you're doing that's out of the ark of Jesus, and whatever sin you're in is only temporarily. Get hold to some of the joy that God is giving. There will be everlasting joy. And hold on to his unchanging hand. Turn and ask God and watch God make you new in him. As it says here in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." Become brand new, because that's the kind of God he is. Let go of all those things that you should not be doing. Let them go. If it's not lining up with what God has said in his word, let it go, because it is destruction to you, and it seems right, but it's going to bring death upon you. Let it go, and ask God to help you, that you may see the newness that he's already put in you. And ask him to guide you and lead you in the way in which he wants you to go. And then remember, once we do that, then remember Revelation 21:4, and it says, "God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away." We got to let it go. And when they talk about death, we're not talking about the death in the body, the death of lying, the death of promiscuous sex, the death of drugs, the death of doing things that you should not be doing, the death of things that's coming against Christ. We have to let it go and let those former things go, let the pain of it go, and watch God replace it with what it needs to be replaced in you. And as you begin to do that, God begins to make a difference in our lives. And when we just reach out and hold on to God's unchanging hands, he makes a difference. He will make a difference in your life. He will do more than you would ever expect. If you take God's word back to him, see, that's what we don't do. We take our words back to him. Get the Bible. Take God's word back to him. And ask God to give you the understanding, to take the letter and away and give you the spirit of his word and get in fellowship with him so you will understand what he's telling you in this season, that you have to know that you have the gift of joy. You have to know that we are victorious. We have to know that God has given us that. And whatever God has given us, nobody can take it away from us. And it also tells us that if we're in God's hand, nobody can pluck us out. You should be shouting right now to know that you are God's child. That there alone is a gift from God. And that alone gives me joy when I think about, the goodness of the Lord. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I am glad that I am saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. I am glad and thankful for my trials and my tribulations because I know that I have somebody to take care of me. I know God is right there. And when I need him, I know that I can call on him. And I know that in the hour that I can't reach you or you don't call and check on me, that God is already here with me. And that's what you got to know. You got to lean and you got to depend on God. You got to know that you know that you know that God is your best friend. You have to have a divine connection with the connector. You have to lean on God. You have to ask God. You have to trust him. And that's why I like Sean Mitchell's record so because it says, in my brokenness, I have joy. See, God, that's the kind of God he is. Because there is nothing too large for him. There's nothing too big for him. And his ears are not heavy that he can't hear us. If we need the joy, he'll give it to us. It's already in us. And when I say give it to us, that's just the word I'm saying. We already know that it's in us. God has already made a way for us. But we just have to stop walking in the way. And we have to have a good, we have to be happy about it. We got to be joyful about it. Even with your finance, if you don't have but a dollar, be cheerful and be grateful for the dollar that you have. If you got $10,000, be happy with that. We have to stop looking at other people's joy and what's happening with them. Because you know what? You don't know what they had to go through to get where they got. You don't know what level. You look at other people anointing, and you was like, do you? You can't walk my shoes to get my anointing. I can't walk your shoes. It was ordained and designed for me. We have to get in our place, and we have to stay in our place. And we have to get the relationship with God and stop trusting in man. Put all your faith and your hope in Jesus Christ. Build your life on that. And watch him make a difference and make a way in your life. He will give you the joy. He will do just what you ask him to do. It's not too hard to trust him. Just start getting up and connecting with him. And when he gives it to you, thank him for it. Because God gives us so many gifts, and we don't even say thank you. Remember when the leper sees there was 10 of them and all the 9 went off, but only one went back to thank him and say, thank him for it? Don't be like the 9. Come on and get with the 1. Thank him for it. Whatever he do, give thanks unto him because he is worthy to be praised. Can nobody beat him? Nobody. You can search his world high and low. There's nobody greater than God. And the joy that he gives us, Nobody can give us that kind of joy. Because when you get into sex, you get into joy, all that stuff is temporarily. But when you get the fountain of joy from God, it is continuously. It's with people or it's without people. It doesn't matter. The joy of the Lord will be with you. So let us keep that in mind. And today in my closing, we must understand that we shall not let nobody take our joy. God gave it to us, and we're going to hold it because God is our world. God is our world. And once we begin to believe that and believers in that and really believe and have faith in him and abide in him, you will understand. and you will hold on to his unchanging hand. Because God is God. He's the Almighty God. It says here in John 15:11, those things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be fulfilled. Did you understand? It says, those things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be fulfilled. My God, what a promise from God. He wants it to remain in us. He wants us to keep our minds stayed on him. We got to understand that God gave us some gifts, and we have to learn how to ask him to stir them up in us. We need to be about our Father's work, y'all. It's getting late in the evening. We used to hear the old folks say that. My uncle used to say, my daddy said, my grandmama said it. My mama said it. We need to get ready, you all. We need to be doing our assignments. We need to be doing it with joy in our hearts. We need to be doing it and spreading the good news that Jesus Christ lives and he stands on the right-hand side of our Father and that he is coming back again for a church unblemished with no spots or nothing on it. And you do know that the church is us, not the buildings that we go into. We got to cut religion, you all. We got to cut the religion and start serving God from a true heart. We got to do that. We got to understand that the building is not giving us joy, but our joy is coming from the Lord. We got to keep our minds focused on God. In John 16:22, and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man take it from you. You hear that? That's the word of God. He said the joy no man take it from you. That's a promise. What a way to close out, to know what he is, what God is saying. And if God said it, his word ain't coming back void. His word stands on just what he said. If God said it, God performs what he's saying in his word. God is not short on his promises. God has never said anything. God is not a God that he shall lie. I dare you to trust him. I dare you to get back into the ark of Savior with Jesus Christ and watch him make a difference in your life. And I pray today something was said that will help you to get your joy back, to get the gift of joy back. Ask God to give it to you and watch him make a difference in your life. God is. He is the Almighty God. There is nothing too hard for him. Call on him, and you will get an answer. Trust him. Have faith in him. That's why it says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Is your faith now? You got to act on your faith. You got to stand in the faith to believe that God is God and trust that he would, wherever you are, he will give you joy. He will be there. He abides with you there. He has not left you. So put your head up and watch God make and watch him, because the best is yet to come. We just got to trust that. The joy that God has given us. The gift of joy is from God. The gift of joy is from God. The peace is from God. We have to understand that. So I thank you for your time today. I pray that God will say it to help you on your journey and your assignment. And as always, if you're out of fellowship with Jesus Christ, go to Romans 10:9 and confess your sins and give your life back to Christ. Because wherever you left him, he's right there. No way would he cast you out. Do the sinner's prayer and get back in the ark of saving with Jesus Christ, with our Savior, and watch him make a difference in your life. He'll do it. Watch him. Trust him. And watch him do what you asked him to do. That's in the will for your life with him. Trust him. that he'll make everything okay for you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father God, to thank you, Father God, for allowing me one more time to carry your word as your servant, Father God. I ask, God, that you will bless this word like never before, Father God, that someone with a bowed down head will lift their heads up and know that you are Almighty God, that you are the God of all gods, that you are King of kings and Lord of lords, that we can call on you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you reign in victory, Father God. And anything that we ask in Jesus' name, that you would do it. For this I thank you, Father God. I thank you for allowing this servant to go forward today, Father God. Thank you for the blessings of your word today, that no sorrow be added unto it, Father God, whenever this word is heard, Father God. For whenever they hear it, let it bless their souls, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you. And as always, I say, if you need to be in touch with me, you can always call me at 708-715-4545. Or you can go to Facebook, you can like me, or you can send me a message through there, or you can do a Walking in God's Purpose, gmail.com, and I will get back to you. My website is down because we are redoing the website to make it more easier for you. So if you want to go there and get something quick, you can get there quickly and come off. So it's up under construction right now. As soon as it's available again, I will let you all know. But as always, I thank you all for taking the time to come by and to just pray with me and to be here with me as God continues to take me down my journey as I walk into obedience what God has assigned me to do. And to God be the glory for all that I do in his name. And I thank God because you know what? If it was not that God was on my side, where would I be today? What would I be doing today? Who would I be if I didn't have God? Do we understand that if God leaves us, we're going to go down, down, down? I can't live without him. I need him every hour, every moment. I need him. And as I begin to come off right now, and I'm going to put LaShawn Mitchell back on because that the song to me is a testimony in itself, and I like it because it speaks volumes to my soul. I don't know about anyone else, so I will talk to you again. God bless you and God thank you.
Got you.
Deep in my soul,
fill your joy once again.